ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् Fifth Canto, Chapter 3, Rishabhdev's Appearance, Text 12. Ata katanchit skalana kshut patana jimbhana duravasthana adishu Vishvashanam Vivashanam Maha Smaranaya Jvaramarana Darshayam Jvaramarana Dashayam Api Sakala Kashmala Nirasanani Tava Guna Krita Namadheyani Vachana Gocharani Bhavantu. Atakatam Chit Skalanakshut Patana Jrimbana. Duravasthanadishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Jvaramarana dashayam api sakala kashmala nirasanani. Tavaguna kritanam adheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Atha katanchit, excuse me. Atha katanchit skalanakshut patana jrimbana duravasthanadishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Jvaramarana dashayam api sakala kashmala nirasanani. Tava guna krita namadheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Atakatam chit skalana kshut patana jimbhana. Duravasthanadishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Dvaramarana dashayam api sakala kashmala nirmasanani. Tavaguna krita namadheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Atha katanchit skalanakshut patana jrimbana. Duravasthanadishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Jvaramarana dashayam api sakalas kashmala nirasanani. Tavaguna krita namadheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Atakatanjit skakalakshut patana jimbana. Surabhastanadishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Dvarana marana dashayam apisakalas kashmala nirasanani. Tava guna krita nama dheyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Someone else like to chant? Atakatanchit skakalana shut patana jambana. Nirasana dandishu vivashanam nasmaranaya. Dvaramarana dashayam apisakalas kashmala nirasanani. Tavaguna kataknama dhyani vachana gocharani bhavantu. Ata, still, katanchit, somehow or other, skalana, stumbling, kshut, hunger, patana, falling down, drimbhana, yawning, duravastana, because of being placed in an undesirable position, adishu, and so on, vivashanam, unable, naha, of ourselves, smaranaya, to remember, jvaram marana dashayam. In the case of having a high fever at the time of death, api, also, sakala, all, kashmala, sins, nirasanani, which can dispel, tava, your, guna, attributes, krita, activities, namadheyani, names, vachana gocharani, possible to be uttered, bhavantu, let them become. Translation, dear Lord, we may not be able to remember your name, form, and qualities due to stumbling, hunger, falling down, yawning, or being in a miserable, diseased condition at the time of death when there is high fever. We therefore pray unto you, O Lord, for you are very affectionate to your devotees. Please help us remember you and utter your holy names, attributes, and activities which can dispel the reactions of our sinful lives. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The real success in life is Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering the holy name, attributes, activities, and form of the Lord at the time of death. Although we may be engaged in the Lord's devotional service in the temple, material conditions are so tough and inevitable that we may forget the Lord at the time of death due to a diseased condition or mental derangement. Think about that. What happens if you become senile? What happens if you get hit on the head? These are problems. I'll continue in the purport. Therefore, we should pray to the Lord to be able to remember His lotus feet without fail at the time of death when we are in such a precarious condition. In this regard, one may also see Srimad Bhagavatam 6, 2, 9 through 10 and 14 through 15. Yes, so many things can happen. This body is so delicate. Anything can, even a little air in the body, kapha, vata, pitu, a little derangement of the air and the brain stops working properly. Some nerve endings, if the nerve endings don't get enough nourishment, they don't work, they can't remember anything. A person who gets Alzheimer's disease, he might have been previously a very brilliant man. And what happens? Because of some lack of nutrients and nourishment of the brain ending, the nerve endings in the brain, he can't remember anything. He can't even figure out how to tie his shoe. Even his body, the brain, doesn't give the directions to the body to even function properly. And then he dies. At that point, he can't live anymore because the brain and the other aspects, the nerve, is supposed to be giving directions, even unconsciously. It's like the soul enters the body, and because of the presence of the soul and the super soul, the super soul is instructing all the cells, all the germs. How do you think the germs know what they're supposed to do? It's not by accident that they just happen to know, well, we're supposed to eat this. And no, there's intelligence there. So the super soul is in every atom. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He's in every atom. Not only the living entities is he in their bodies. That's one super soul. But there's millions of super souls, trillions of super souls in this body. Every atom has a super soul. In this way, he's directing everything, even the elements. Otherwise, how do the elements know what to do? It's not that the elements accidentally do the right thing, just like water. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees centigrade. So how does it know? How does water know it's supposed to freeze? You think it's so intelligent? Oh, it's time for freezing? No. That's the impersonal, scientific, mechanistic idea. Everything is happening accidentally. There's no controller. There's no persons. There's no soul. No. Even inanimate objects like stones and mountains have actually animation, but it's not perceivable very easily by the common man. He can't perceive how he's alive. But actually they do. There have been studies that stones grow. So if it's growing, that's why this whole idea of abortion is so absurd. It's so absurd. And the doctors, they have to be held greatly responsible for failing to follow the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocratic Oath is that every doctor, every person in medicine is supposed to always protect life. How can they say? They know very well that there's a living being in that embryo. Otherwise, why do we say grow? The embryo has grown. It hasn't grown enough yet to have developed. What does it mean, develop? Develop means grow. What does grow mean? Grow means life. How could you say there's no life there until 7 months? What kind of arbitrary nonsense is this? The doctors know this all over the world, and still they go along for getting money. Therefore, they're paid off, and they're becoming sinful. And the whole world is becoming sinful. How many murders are taking place? Do they allow that in India also? Yes? Starting. So just see. Because of ignorance. They don't understand. They don't understand the soul and the super soul. They don't understand the difference between matter and spirit. Therefore they're in avidya. Complete ignorance. Total andha avidya. Darkness. Complete darkness. It's a very sad situation. When the sinful people become leaders, then everyone goes along. And everyone is involved in sinful activity. Like sometimes when we fly on the airplanes, we think these stewardesses and stewards, the persons who take care of the flight, the flight attendants, they seem like such nice people, aren't they? Always willing to help. You ring, you push the button, they come, yes, how can I help you? And what are they doing? Then they go around and say, would you rather have beef or chicken? Would you prefer wine or beer or whiskey? They don't mean to be bad people, but they're just paid. They're paid off to engage people in these sinful activities. Therefore, this world is so full of sin. Everywhere sins. Everyone is forced to act sinfully. Living in this material world means engaging in sinful activities, either knowingly or unknowingly. Most people don't know that they're engaged in sinful activities. They think I'm a good person. They say, I don't harm anyone. My philosophy on life, they say, is I believe that whatever philosophy you want to have is fine, or whatever religion, it doesn't bother me, as long as you don't hurt anyone else. What about the babies you're hurting? You're killing them. They don't even get a chance to see the light of day. What about the animals, the cows? What about the chickens? What about everyone you're killing? And even if someone's in the mode of goodness and he's vegetarian and things, still so many germs are being smashed. Every time he walks, takes a step, so many little ants are being smashed. Therefore he's sinful. He's responsible. So what to do? It seems like an impossible task. How am I going to apologize or make up to all? Therefore, one group, they take little brushes, and they before they step, they walk, but it still doesn't work. They try and they have the try to cover their mouth so they don't destroy any germs, but it doesn't work. You can't. It's nice sentiment. So what to do? How will you get free from all these sins? Well, first of all, some of them, the sinful activities that are conscious, we should stop. As soon as one learns that eating meat is a sinful activity and it's not appreciated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should stop immediately. He shouldn't say, well, socially, if I stop, people will... No. Then you may think, well, I'll stop when I get older. Right now I'm too young. My friends will criticize me. They'll joke with me. I'll lose my job. I'm a stewardess. I have to do this. No. You have to have faith that Krishna will provide for your necessities. You don't have to involve yourself in such things. I have to work. I'm working for this company and I have to do this and... No, that becomes implicated. So, the abortion is knowingly committing sinful activities. And then the reactions are very heavy. For sinful activities, one gets reactions in this life and future lives also. Now, as one gets older, then closer to death, we don't know when death is coming. Who can say, I'll live to be 82? I was recently in one country and I attended a conference of doctors. So they were so happy to say that now our country has an average lifespan of 82 years. They were very proud that another country who was represented there, they were lower. So we're living longer. Maybe a few years, 2-3 years. Of course, they didn't include the abortions in their statistics. All those aborted children would have brought the average down quite a bit because they were zero or minus, not only zero, but minus 6 months or 8 months. So it would have made the... So anyway, they're trying to live on. But who can say that I will live 80 years? That's not within our control. Rake Krishna, Mare Ke, Mare Krishna, Rake Ke. If Krishna wants to protect someone, then nothing can kill him. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect them. So what will we do at the time of death? That's crucial. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chajitante kalevanam tam tam evaiti konteya sadatat bhava bhavita. Whatever you think of at the time of death, that will be your next body. If you think of Krishna, you'll get a spiritual body like Krishna. Satchidananda. If you think of something in the mode of ignorance, you'll get a body in the mode of ignorance. There's 8,400,000 species, and many of them are in the mode of ignorance. You can get a body like that. Or, if you think passionately, I still want to complete my work, I need 4 more years to complete my work. So, you may get the body of some creature in the mode of passion. You will, not may, you will get a body of a creature in the mode of passion. Maybe human, maybe subhuman. It depends on one's activity, not only one's thoughts at the time of death, but one's activities also, what he's qualified for. So, even the devotee is afraid that he may forget Krishna. What if he dies in his sleep? Who can guarantee that he won't die in his sleep? If you die in your sleep, what are you dreaming? Are your dreams always under your control? Do you always dream about Krishna? Anyone? That would be very nice. But we don't always dream about Krishna. It's out of control. So, therefore, devotees prefer not to die in their sleep. The karmis like to die. They say, I hope I die in my sleep. I'm hoping that I die a peaceful... But what peaceful? When the Yamadutas come, how peaceful will you be? Yamadutas are coming there. You've seen the painting with Ajamil. And they're ripping the soul out with the subtle body. And he's going, no, no! You sinful rascal. Come. Now you're coming to hell. Not only is he getting ripped out of the body that he's so attached to, and he has to leave his family and leave his home, his comfortable bed, and his bank balance. Who's going to take my money and invest it properly? He's thinking, no, no, forget your money, forget your body, forget your wife, forget your extramarital friends, forget your children. No. Everything taken away, ripped out. And then go to put, go to hell. And then you meet, you have to face judgment. They talk about the judgment day. Everyone's talking about the judgment day. Okay, the judgment day is Yamaraj. That's one judgment. So for sinful people, it's not like they get a nice judgment. They have to go before Yamaraj and the list. Was it Chandragupta? Was it Chitragupta? Chitragupta, okay, read out. Read out what his activities were. Oh, so many cows he ate, so many chickens, so many abortions, so many illicit sex, all read out. Lies, how many lies he said. Now, what do you have to say for yourself? I didn't know. I didn't know that it was wrong. You didn't know? It's not in your scripture? Well, in school they told us that you're not supposed to believe the scriptures, that the scriptures are outdated. They told us it's not scientific. My friends didn't follow these things. I went along with them. Guilty. Send him to Andhatta Mishra. Next. Very heavy. This material world is not a place for a gentleman. It's very serious. Every activity we're performing, we're responsible for. We can't blame God. God has arranged it in such a way that we cannot blame Him for anything that happens to us. Can't say, well, God, look at the position God put me in. No. But you're acting of your own free will. You don't have to do that. There's a way to change that. You don't have to commit sinful activities. You say, well, if I don't commit sinful activities, then, I may not get as much money. My salary may reduce. Well, they don't understand that your salary is not determined by these people. It's determined by your karma. And above karma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of karma. So you can't say that if I don't work for this man, then I won't get enough money. No, you'll get exactly what you're destined to get according to your karma. So, what about a devotee? We've seen sometimes a person goes into a coma. Even a devotee may go into a coma. It happens. What to do? Then you're helpless. It's very difficult. So then, it depends on how you pray, just like these priests are praying. My dear Lord, we may forget you. We may not be able to remember you. Krishna tvadiya parapankaja panjarantam adhyayva vishitume manasaraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kapavata pitai kandavaro danavidos maranam kutaste. Devotee, King Kulashekhar prays, my dear Lord, please, at the time of death, my voice may be choked up with cough. Mucus becomes deranged. I may not be able to remember you. I may not be able to utter even your holy name. Therefore, better I die now. Let me die now while I'm fit. I can chant your holy name now. That's his prayer. That's essentially the same prayer as the priests are saying. In another way, they're not necessarily saying, let me die now, but they're saying, when I do die, and if I don't remember you, please remember me. And that's actually, Prabhupada said that the purport of an Isha Upanishad verse. My dear Lord, let me remember you at the time of death. And Prabhupada said in the purport that, yes, for one who is engaged in devotional service, Krishna makes it scientifically possible for him to remember the Lord at the time of death. We can't even do anything on our own. We have to get the blessings of the Lord. We have to get the mercy of the Lord. So we shouldn't think ourselves very independent and powerful. Even as a devotee, devotee shouldn't think, I'm going to think of Krishna at the time of death. How can you be so sure? Can you control your mind every moment? It's not so easy. Therefore, we have to be very humble before the Lord. Remember, we're dealing with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have to be humble always. My Lord, if you kindly arrange for me to remember you at the time of death, then I can be successful in this human form of life. And even before death, I have whatever time is left, let me remember you now. Let me remember you daily. Every minute, every second. Therefore, this chanting is very important. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare. We can chant. And the more we become practiced to chant, then at that fatal moment when death arrives, we'll be practiced to chant. We'll be more inclined, we'll be trained up. Our mind will naturally think of chanting because we're always chanting. Ante Narayana Smriti, at the last moment to remember Narayan. We give our children devotional names, names of the Lord and His associates, so that even if we call out the name of our child at the time of death due to attachment, Ajamil, that's the recommendation there, that Ajamil, he also thought of Narayan, called out his child's name. He called him, his son's name was Narayan. And the real Narayan heard it and said, okay. No, he's not. He sent the Narayana Dutas. The Vishnu Dutas came, the Narayana Dutas, and they stopped the Yamadutas. The Yamadutas were just doing their business as normal. This man, he's got so many sins. They were waiting. Okay, he's leaving. He's got 4 minutes left. Okay, let's go. Let's go get him. But before that 4 minutes was up, he chanted, Narayan! So now they didn't calculate that. They were just kind of going along. And they arrived there. Business is normal. Okay, let's take this sinful out. And they were strong. Rip him out. Wait a minute, stop. What do you mean stop? Who are you stopping us? Nobody's ever stopped us before. No one ever dared. Do you know who we are? We're the Yamadutas. We're the servants of Yamaraj. We're sent here. Do you know Yamaraj? Superintendent of death? We are his servants. Nobody stops us lest they get in trouble with Yamaraj. But you seem to have a big, big glow. You're shining. You're very beautiful. You seem very confident in yourself. Why are you stopping us? Who are you? And then they had a discussion. A nice philosophical discussion. And the Narayana, the Vishnu Dutas, defeated them in discussion. And they went back to Yamaraj. And they said, my dear Lord Yamaraj, we thought you were supreme. We thought you had power. But we were stopped by these people. Please tell us, what's the situation? And he said, yes. Don't ever go near. Don't even go near the devotees of Narayan. Because seeing you, they'll become frightened. Don't even go near them so they don't become frightened by your appearance. Sometimes, until one becomes purified, he may see such Yamadutas in dreams. That's a warning. Watch out. Don't go in the wrong direction. Don't engage in any sinful activities. These are warnings to see the Yamadutas. If you see the Yamadutas, it should be a wake-up call for you. Wake up. Utishtata, jagrita, prapya, varan, nibodhita. Wake up. Jeev jago, gorachandra bole. Kota nidra jayomaya, pisha chirakole. How much longer will you remain on the lap of the witch, Maya? Maya means that you're engaging in sinful activities. That's what Maya's business is. You're on her lap, and she's engaging you. That's her duty. Thankless task. So, this praying, this engagement in devotional service is so valuable that if one uses, from the time he learns about Krishna consciousness, from that moment, and he surrenders to Krishna, from this moment on, Krishna, I'm yours. Then he's counted as a devotee. His sinful reactions are removed. He's no longer responsible. Ahang tvang sarva pape bhyo moksha ishami ma shucha. Sarva dharman parichaja mamekam sharanam ja. If someone surrenders unto Krishna, Krishna frees him from all sinful reactions. But he shouldn't commit sins again. If he does, even Jesus in the Bible said to the prostitute, or to the, she was, yes, unfaithful woman, said, go away, but sin no more. You're forgiven, but sin no more. So forgiveness can be given by the spiritual master as the representative of Krishna, by the Lord. He gives forgiveness, but sin no more. Sin is consolidated into four. Chatur papas. Four places. Yatra chatur papas. Four sinful places where there is meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. So if you want to give up sin, you have to give up these four pillars of sinful life. The Krishna conscious movement is doing that. How many people have given up these four pillars? How many people have broken those four pillars by the grace of Srila Prabhupada? How much indebted are we to Srila Prabhupada? We should be faithful and remain his obedient servants throughout this life and every life, all lives. We're now his eternal servants. Gopi Bhartur Parakamalayor Dasa Dasana Dasa. We're the servants of all the devotees of Krishna. The servants of the servant of the servant. All the generations. And we have to continue the generations. Everyone is supposed to become a guru. Jare Dake Kare Krishna. Krishna Upadesh. Amara Gyai Guru Hana Tare Desh. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered everyone to become a guru. We need thousands and millions of gurus. But you have to follow the principles and preach what you've heard, what you've learned. Then you become guru. And that guru doesn't just mean Siksha Guru or Varma Pradarshika Guru. It can also mean Diksha Guru. So this philosophy that it only means Siksha Guru is not accepted. There's no statement like that in the Vedas. If you know the science of Krishna, then he becomes guru. Any questions? Yes? Microphone.
Hare Krishna. It is in last chapter it is said that those who surrender to Krishna, their sins are wiped out. But suppose a 35-year-old devotee is suffering from cancer or asthma or any very serious disease, can we say that the gap is because of the lack of surrender?
The disease is the lack of surrender?
Yeah.
You're asking? That's a nice question.
Sins are removed.
I got it. That's a wonderful question. Should we consider that his cancer is because of his lack of Krishna consciousness? Not necessarily. If he's a devotee and he's a strict follower, he has no more reactions. His reactions have been burned up. So how do we describe then? How did he get cancer? It can be looked at in two ways. One, it can be the residual reactions, the token reactions for his past activities, which is compared to the fan. When you pull the plug out of the fan blade still goes because of the momentum. But it's slowing down. And just wait a little bit, it'll be finished. That's one way. Or it can also be Krishna's arrangement. Krishna's personal arrangement. Either way, Krishna takes responsibility for the devotee. So, no, it should not be considered that he's a sinful man because he has cancer. No, if he surrendered to Krishna, even if he surrenders 1 minute before, that was the point of the Ajamil pastime. He surrendered, even didn't consciously surrender, but somehow or other he chanted the holy name. He was freed from all reactions. He had no more sins. How can you take him to Yamaraj? There's nothing to report. The clear button was pushed. The whole calculation is cleared. Nothing left to judge. So if he's surrendered to Krishna and he's followed the principles of a Vaishnava, he has no possibility. Okay? Yes?
Maharaj, there is some confusion in regards to the qualification of Guru, because sometimes we hear, as you said, that anyone who is following the principles can be Diksha Guru also, not just Diksha.
I didn't say that.
Can you repeat what you said?
I said that one who is qualified can become Diksha Guru. In other words, it doesn't just mean that one can only be Siksha Guru. That verse from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means he can be, if he knows the science of Krishna, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. If he knows the science of Krishna, means he follows the science of Krishna. Not that he just theoretically knows, it means Vijnana, not just Gyan. Then he can become. And that doesn't mean just he can only become Siksha Guru, he can also become Diksha Guru. There are some people who think it can only be Siksha Guru. That's incorrect. That's not what Prabhupada taught. Okay? Clear? Any other questions? Yes.
Well, there are four types of sinful reactions we are suffering. That is called Phalanmukhi, Bija, Kuta and Prarabdha. But in Brahma Sangita, Brahmaji prays, the Karmani Nirdhayati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajan. If one will become devotees, he will not suffer. But the Prarabdha, everyone should be, they will suffer. Because Prarabdha is this body. So how the devotees does not suffer due to his past sinful activities?
Suffering is due to identifying with the body. If one doesn't identify with the body, then there's no suffering. For example, let's say someone's in a restaurant. He's an ordinary person, Karmi. He's in a restaurant. He's enjoying the meal and talking with friends, and they say, and he hears an announcement, says, will the person who owns the vehicle with the license plate such and such kindly come to the desk? There's been an accident. The vehicle has been destroyed. And it happens to be his. His vehicle. And what will happen to him? Immediately he'll be full of anxiety. What? That car's worth $40,000. Hit and run. He comes up, they say hit and run. He'll be completely in anxiety. Full of pain. Everyone, even the people at the table, they'll be full of pain. Oh no, the car is smashed. Why? Because they're attached to that car. But if they say, oh, excuse me, there was a mistake. It's not that license number, it's a different one. So, oh, complete relief. So his misery was due to identification with the car. He's not the car, but he was attached to it. And when he's not attached to the car, I don't care if his car gets smashed. It doesn't bother me at all. So it's all attachment. As long as one is thinking, I'm this body, then he'll have to take. He wants to enjoy the body, he wants to enjoy the senses, but there will be pains and pleasures. If he doesn't identify with the body, then what does it matter? So-called pains, so-called pleasures. He tolerates. Matra sparshas tukonteya shitoshna sukadukada agama apayino nichas tongs to tikshas vabharata. He tolerates. And one who's on a very high level, a very advanced devotee, he doesn't even feel the pain. Because Krishna arranges, Krishna doesn't want him to feel any pain. Krishna doesn't want his devotees to have to feel pain. So pure devotee, he's always in ecstasy. Therefore, we may look at a pure devotee and think, oh, ooh, he's old and he's got disease. But he's in ecstasy. Don't think a pure devotee is suffering. He's not suffering. Jivan mukta sauchite. He's already liberated. There's no suffering in liberation. You can't bring in duality of pains and pleasures in the liberated state, Advaita.
It means that the pure devotee does not suffer externally. Externally he suffers, but internally means his mind, body and mind intelligence.
Why suffer? What is the body? Which part of the soul is affected by the body? There's no suffering. The body doesn't suffer, it has no consciousness. It's the soul that has consciousness. But he's not attached to the body. He knows. Even if you're driving, I'll give another example. You're driving a rented car, and you hear, you're in the restaurant again, and they say, okay, license number, and you check your paper, and you say, oh, that's the rented car I'm using. Too bad for Hertz. Doesn't bother me. It's not my car. But as soon as he thinks it's my car, then he's in pain. So there's no pain, no identification.
So why we are opening this Bhakti Vedanta Haskas in Vrindavan or different places? If the devotee does not suffer or feel suffering, the last day...
Well, first of all, pure devotee doesn't feel. Neophyte devotee may still have some... Neophyte devotee means he's still mixed. He's not full 100%. So he may feel. But even aside from that, we're taking care of the body because it's Krishna's vehicle. It's to be used in his service. Why do you put oil in your vehicle? It's not that the vehicle that you have is suffering for lack of oil. You don't think, well, this poor vehicle is suffering. It's making noises. It's feeling pain. How can the vehicle feel pain? No, you put oil in because you want to use the vehicle properly in Krishna service. That's all.
Same thing, a devotee, when he leaves his body by accident or by some circumstance, a disease, so what will happen after his death?
What do we feel? Is that what you said?
What will happen after his death?
What will happen?
Yes.
To a devotee?
Yeah, means not pure devotees. Means
if he's not a pure devotee, then Bhagavad Gita describes, if he's less advanced, he takes Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. He's performed some devotional service. He goes to the heavenly planets. Then after enjoying in the heavenly planets, he comes back, takes birth in a Brahmin family or Vaishya family, elevated family. If he's more advanced, he takes, the next verse describes, if he's more advanced, he takes his birth in a devotee family. So then he begins. He has a very good opportunity from his, even from the time of conception, he's hearing about Krishna in his mother's womb. And if he's more advanced, just like there was one devotee, he just got initiated, and then he was passed away in a car accident. So this was in 1972. So we wrote to Srila Prabhupada and we told him that this devotee, he was taken in a car accident. And we were a little young and disturbed. At least we didn't know exactly what happened. So Prabhupada wrote back a very long letter and explained that don't fear, this devotee is protected by Krishna. He took initiation. Therefore, his next birth will be in a very good devotee's family. He will continue where he left off. It's a promotion. So don't be confused by this. This is an arrangement. He wasn't a pure devotee yet, so therefore he had to take another birth. But he took initiation, therefore his next birth was in the family of good devotees. So that's how we understand. And if he's better devotee, pure, then he goes back to Godhead.
Doesn't it depend upon his mental platform, what he think at the time of death?
Well, now what will he think of? Naturally he'll think of Krishna. And even if he forgets Krishna, Krishna will remember him. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.